Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield, brought to you by the California National Guard. In yesterday's win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Raiders' defense wreaked havoc on quarterback Ben Roethlisberger with 5 sacks and 2 interceptions.
I thought our defense was outstanding. I thought they were outstanding all game long. A couple of times they got put in some tough situations. We turned the ball over right before the half, you know, which can't happen, and our defense goes right back out there and stops them, and they did a great job.
Slant, he caught it, and then lost
interception.
It. The ball
interception.
Hit the ground.
No, interception.
Intercepted by Tracy Porter. Porter took it before and hit the ground.
Talk about the win. How does this pump up the team?
I think it's great. We came back and did something that hasn't been done in 10 years, which is a win after bye week. And we executed our game plan. So, you know, the guys are excited. It's a big pick-me-up, and we're heading in the direction we need to.
What is that like to just see your defense truly dominating out there?
It's a testament to our coaches, and we're executing the game plan. We're doing what they need us to do, and it's coming out with the results we know it will. So, you know, we're excited about it, and we're going to keep working hard and keep improving every week.
Terrell Pryor had a 93-yard run from scrimmage, which was a Raider record and also the longest touchdown run by a quarterback in NFL history.
It's a read option. Pryor will keep it 10, 15, 20, 30, 40. He may go. Midfield, they're not going to catch Pryor. Touchdown, Raiders.
Wow. When I gashed out and I was like, all right, he has to block Palomalu. I was saying that in my head. I was like, Palomalu has to get blocked when I was coming around the corner. And I was like, if he blocks him, I saw Ryan Clark flying over with Darren on the fake. So I was like, oh, if we get this block on Palomalu, I'm going straight up and this thing go to the house. Rod did a great job without holding or anything, no penalty, and it's a great, great play.
And they give it to Darren, a break free, and take it down to the goal line. He should be in. He's in. McFadden going to roll, fake the throw, and run it into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders!
You know, it's always a good thing to get in the end zone, you know, being able to help the team get some points on the board and get a victory.
The sold-out crowd made for an added element of excitement at ODOCO Coliseum, so much that it fueled the fire for the Raider players.
Great crowd. Love them. I love them. They always stay in the game with us, down, up, you know, up or down. And as far as they, you know, as long as they keep doing that, we're going to have the energy and we're going to feed off them and keep going.
3-4, you know, win next week and we're at 500 and who knows what happens. So it's a huge step and important coming off the bye to get going in the right direction.